Kia ora, ko Daniela Moate Coxaho. No Mikey Defade, welcome to the house. A familiar question has resurfaced during this week's Question Times.
Does she stand by all of her government statements and actions?
Does she stand by all her government's policies and actions?
Does she stand by all her government statements and actions?
The answer is always...
Mr. Speaker, yes. Mr. Speaker, yes. Mr. Speaker, yes.
So why ask a question if the answer never changes? The hour set aside near the start of each sitting day has rules. Up to 12 questions can be asked of ministers, but they have to be lodged in the morning. This lets parliamentary staff make sure they follow the rules, like is the question about something the minister is responsible for. But it also lets the minister have some time to think of an answer. The risk of asking this general question is that the minister can choose to add some extra information to their answer of yes.
Yes, in particular, I stand by this government's investments into training and upskilling our people as part... Mr. Speaker, yes, in particular, the government's work to prioritise the construction of new housing throughout the recovery...
Mr. Speaker, yes,
in particular, our targeted support in this year's budget to support Māori in areas like housing, health, education, tamariki, whānau, justice...
It's the follow-up question that the asker is waiting for. Supplementary questions don't have to be announced beforehand, and the secrecy can provide an opportunity to catch a minister off guard. The supplementary questions to the Prime Minister this week canvassed a range of topics.
Does she still believe, as she stated in January 2020, that, quote, new roads in Auckland will help unlock the chronic gridlock the city faces, end quote? If so, what is her government's higher priority?
Why did the Prime Minister choose to use housing as her example of good policy when house prices are up 20% year on year and 8% for the quarter?
Does she stand by her international commitments as part of the Christchurch call to protect citizens from online hate speech and violent threats? And does this commitment include protection of tangata whenua?
These follow-up questions aren't reserved for the primary question asker. Any other MP can jump in and will be given the chance to ask if the Speaker gives the OK. Sometimes an MP on the government side will jump in to support the Minister. Here's the Minister for Transport, Michael Wood.
Can she confirm that the New Zealand Upgrade Programme makes $2.7 billion worth of investment in transport projects in South Auckland exactly the same as was confirmed at the beginning of the programme?
Mr. Speaker, yes, I can confirm that.
The question isn't about testing the Prime Minister's ability to defend their government's actions, but rather an attempt to counter the attack from the opposition. And because it's framed as a question, it's allowed. Questions also aren't allowed to be too long or have extra statements added to them. The Speaker is in charge of pulling people up if they break the rules. ACT Party leader David Seymour tries to convince the Speaker, Trevor Mallard, to give him a bit of leeway.
Why does the Prime Minister expect the public to believe that the population will keep growing, the economy and living standards will keep growing, and carbon emissions will reduce by 63% in the next 14 years. That's more than half.
Order. The member's asked a question. It's a very long one already.
Tiny little addition.
If it's a question, yes. If it's not, no.
OK, well, all I was going to add, Mr. Speaker, for the Prime Minister's benefit, is give her a little context that carbon emissions have been rising every year this century in contrast to...
Oh, well, that's in conflict with what I just said. So the member can start again and use another supplementary.
There is no requirement for ministers to act as a result of question time, although sometimes they might promise to provide more information at a later date. Instead, the hour-long Q&A is a chance for MPs to hold the government to account in a public space for voters to see. I te whakarongo koe ki te whare. You've been listening to The House. This program is produced with funding from Parliament. Mā te wā.